And as we say goodbye to 2018, let's look back at some of the big tech stories. Ben Brock Johnson covers tech for Here and Now and sat down with our Peter O'Dowd.
So your first story is one that, geez, it seems like ancient history now. It's from January. When someone caused a lot of trouble by pushing the wrong button in Hawaii.
Yes. So this was January 13th, 2018. And the emergency alert text that a bunch of people in Hawaii got was ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. Mm. Except it totally was a drill. And not only that, it was a screwed up drill. Apparently it was human error. An official clicked the wrong box on a computer screen, sent this geotagged emergency alert to basically everyone in Hawaii. They didn't correct the message, Peter, for almost 40 minutes, if you remember,
right. Which
of course meant all sorts of different levels of pandemonium broke out with people making phone calls, sheltering in place.
People were legitimately scared.
Yeah, and, you know, with good reason with a message like that. And this story was one of the most memorable and important to me because it reminded us that we are all connected now by these devices we carry around in our pockets in real time. And certain people, including, by the way, the president these days, have the ability to message all of our devices all in our pockets with one fell swoop. And that's kind of a new development.
All right. Number two, we were watching this one closely in Boston. It was the question of Amazon. Where are they going to put HQ2? We find out there's going to be two HQ2s.
Yeah, it's weird, right? Double HQ2. I'm not sure what to call these.
Sounds good.
Arlington, Virginia, and Queens, New York, right? The long search played out over a lot of the year, as you'll remember. The list of cities went from 240 to 50 to 20. And there was this weird thing happening where Amazon sort of sat back on its e-commerce giant throne after revealing its lists and waited for cities and municipalities to promise it the best deal in tax breaks and real estate deals. Granted, these new two HQs, which I'm calling double HQ2s for reasons of matching Amazon's ridiculousness here, will supposedly bring 50,000 new jobs, $5 billion in construction across the sites. But it also looks like Amazon is going to get $2 billion at least in tax incentives, and the company is really going to change the neighborhoods it's coming into,
yeah.
Right?
Right, so they're promising all these jobs, but they could also just jack up rents and housing prices all through these cities, which is important in cities that are already expensive.
Absolutely. And a lot of people are wondering whether the government in both locations kind of got a bad deal on this. And I think it's hard to say, but we'll find out in 2019, I guess.
Okay, number three, net neutrality. And this one for me is kind of like medicine. I don't always want to talk about it, but I guess we should.
Same. It's the medicine we must take year after year, apparently. It is probably the wonkiest tech story on my list. But as President Trump's chosen FCC commissioner, Ajit Pai, came in to run the Federal Communications Commission, he immediately changed this big fight over whether all information on the internet should be delivered to you, the user, at equal speeds. And the FCC basically ended a lot of net neutrality protections. So that was something that was playing out this year.
We don't have a lot of time for this last one, but we have to talk about it. What is going to happen with Facebook? The company had, just frankly, a terrible, terrible year.
Yeah, I mean, Peter, if there were a digital dumpster fire in 2018 that had nothing to do with leaders of the free world having missile measuring contests on Twitter, that digital dumpster fire would be, of course, Facebook. You've got congressional investigations revealing more and more about fake news, Cambridge Analytica, Russian interference in the presidential election, and how Facebook knew more than they said and did less than they said about all of it. And you've got more recent reporting about how the company shared tons of data with other big tech companies without users knowing. So the example here is that Netflix and Spotify were able to see into your private conversations on Facebook, for instance, and pull Wow. data from that were useful to those companies. And Facebook basically said that they had stopped doing that and didn't stop doing it.
Are we getting to a point? I know we ask this question every time when one of these Facebook stories comes up. But are we getting to a point where people are going to give up on this company?
This is a really good question. People in the U.S., Peter, maybe. But Facebook is really growing in places where people are just getting online, like India. Also, it is either funny or terrifying, depending on your outlook, how many people who talk about deleting Facebook don't seem to know or care that Instagram is part of Facebook and WhatsApp is part of Facebook. So color me a little skeptical that everybody's going to jump ship on the whole company. But I think whether people are going to delete Facebook in 2019, well, we are in New Year's resolution season, so we'll see.
And people fail on their New Year's resolutions all the time.
It's true, on a regular basis.
Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And that's Here and Now with Peter O'Dowd, who talked with Ben.